a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
We will now convene the 87th Joint Legislative Memorial Service. Normally, this service is reserved for former legislators who have passed. However, we just lost a former governor, William J. Janklow, who, although never was a legislator, was an active governor, who often testified before committees in both the House and the Senate to push his agenda. So will you join me now in a moment of silence and prayer for William Janklow and his family? Thank you. Thank you for attending the Joint Legislative Memorial Service. I want to welcome the members of the House of Representatives and members of the State Senate. We want to give a special welcome to the friends and especially the families of those legislators who we are honoring today. I also want to welcome those who are listening via the Internet to the Joint Legislative Memorial Service. And at this time, I would like all the family members of those legislative members we are honoring today to please stand and be recognized. Please stand. Each year, the legislature takes time to honor every legislator that has passed away during the prior year. Be they Democrat or Republican, East River or West River, farmer, rancher, businessman, teacher, lawyer, accountant, whatever occupation, they all decided to put their roles and their occupation on hold, and to also put their families on hold for nearly 3 months each year. And they would travel to Pierre to make the laws that we live under today. When they decided to become a legislator, they took a risk of embarrassment, of losing an election. They walked in parades, they went to meetings, they got their families to help them hand out flyers and pencils and toothpaste rollers and candies and all types of things at very, very many meetings and parades, and often in door-to-door campaigns. And after they were elected, each week, they drove to Pierre, much like you did today, and often in very inclement weather. And then, when they came home from Pierre, friends and neighbors would ask, "Why did you vote for that bill? Or why did you vote against that bill?" And sometimes they had to make a decision. They didn't like either option. But it's either, as we all know, A or nay. There are no maybes. And we all know they didn't do it for the money. So why did they serve? It's because they felt they could make a difference. They loved this state, and they wanted to help shape this state into one of the best places possible that people could live, work, and raise a family. And when you look at other states, you can be proud of the work they did, because South Dakota stands tall in comparison. It's because of their vision, their dedication, their sacrifices, and the tough votes they made that South Dakota is where it's at today. We want to thank you, the families of these members, for loaning your loved ones to the legislature and to the state. So today we honor these members for the sacrifices they made to come to Pierre, and the work they accomplished and the legacy they have left for all of South Dakota. Please remember and honor Thomas J. Bergen, a farmer and businessman from Florence and Wabe area, in the legislature for 2 years. Benny Gross, a farmer from the Blount Oneida area, a legislator for 18 years. Please honor and remember Cortland Johnson, a farmer from the Baltic area, a legislator for 2 years. Dale E. Kringen, a Madison businessman and educator, for 4 years. Please honor and remember Keith Paisley of Sioux Falls, a businessman in the legislature for 20 years. And Gordon R. Peterson from Wall, who is in the military and a businessman, and in this legislature for 30 years. Shortly, each of these citizen legislators will be honored for their service by a placement of a rose. And please listen to the short comments that are made about their legislative service and the other service that they did. And then say a silent prayer for each member for their dedication and sacrifice, and also a prayer for those families who loaned their loved one to help us do the state's business.
I'd ask you to stand with me, and we're going to have an opening prayer. Let's bow in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we stand today in honor and with grateful hearts for these who have served in our midst. We recognize that even in this room, we are just the recipients of a steward or a trust from the people of this great state to serve. And we are standing in a line of those who've gone before with great faithfulness and self-sacrifice, both from their families and from them as individuals. We think of the younger generation that's yet to come who will not know them personally, or these will be nameless, faceless people who've served. But today we name them and we recognize their service. It's a winter day. Many traveled. We thank you for the graces that we've had to get here, and we pray for those as we go home. But we recognize life itself has winter seasons, and it's perhaps been difficult this past year to say goodbye. So we're asking for strength today to support and encourage family members and friends who are here. And I pray that they would sense our gratitude and our love, and see that the work that their loved one has done has not been in vain. It's continuing on to make this a great state. So we're grateful, and we pray these things in your name. Amen.
You may be seated.
Whereas the great ruler of the universe has ordered a final adjournment in the lives of 6 former members of the South Dakota legislature, namely the Honorable Thomas J. Bergen, the Honorable Benny J. Gross, the Honorable Cortland Johnson, The Honorable Dale E. Cringan, the Honorable Keith W. Paisley, and the Honorable Gordon R. Peterson. And whereas in the lives of all these eminent public servants, there was noted a profound urgency in an unselfish manner, with trials and vicissitudes often far outweighing honors, but with a consciousness that here in a land of freedom, the dignity of the individual is supreme, that justice must be dispensed, and that only by eternal vigilance and unrelenting effort can self-government of a people be preserved. And whereas it is fitting that we humbly honor the memory of those who have thus contributed to the orderly process of government under the Constitution. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the 87th session of the Legislature of the State of South Dakota, duly convened in recess session in recognition of the useful lives and unfailing devotion to the interests of the State of South Dakota, as well as the rectitude of thought and action and fidelity to the highest principles of American citizenship by these honorable people, that the Senate and the House of Representatives do now pause in their labors out of respect for the memory of their late fellow associates in the functions of government, and note that in their passing, the state they have served so well has suffered a distinct loss. And though their labors have ceased and they have been laid to rest, the people of this great state have benefited greatly from the services rendered by them, and they have left upon the sands of time an inspiring record of devotion to their fellow citizens under the guiding hand of Almighty God. And be it further resolved that this resolution be printed in the journals of the Senate and the House of Representatives of the 87th session of the Legislature of the State of South Dakota, now assembled this 19th day of January, 2012, at Pierre, South Dakota.
Good afternoon, everyone in attendance today. As long as I'm the first speaker, I want to personally thank the Peer Riggs singers today for performing for us. As I looked over the biographic information of the legislators that have deceased this past year, I thought it was very fitting that I open the three first names that will be read by me. I think it's fitting because as I looked at their start, as their beginning of their life, they were all farm boys, and some of them considered in their occupation, and I pride myself in being a farm boy also. With that, Thomas Bergen from Florence, South Dakota, served in the House from 1955 and 1956. As I said, Mr. Bergen was a farm boy. He stayed on the farm till he was 29 and then went out and started businesses. He owned and operated a produce business, and he also was very dedicated in serving all community functions, and he served as mayor from his local city. Benny Gross from Blount. He served in the House of Representatives from 1969 to 1986. As I said, another farm boy. But Mr. Gross also, in his growing up years after his education, he served as a school teacher, and it's very fitting that I bring out the fact that he's a World War II veteran. Cortland Johnson from Baltic. He served in the House from 1959 and 1960. Again, another farm boy. Another thing that comes to my heart, he was a breeder and raiser of Angus cattle that myself and my son still raise Angus cattle. And also Mr. Johnson served on many local boards in his community. Thank you.
And I will say thank you to all of you in attendance. And these three that I will read off are all people that I served with. And feel like fortunate to be able to do this. But Dale E. Kringen from Madison, South Dakota, served from 1993 to 1996. And Dale was a strong supporter of the Dakota Foundation and was recognized as an outstanding DSU alumnus in 1997 and was proud to have served as homecoming parade marshal in 2005. Keith Paisley of Sioux Falls in my district, and he served in the House from 1981 to 1984, and then in the Senate from 1985 to 2000. Keith was also very active as a school board member and played an active role in youth activities at the YMCA, both in coaching and in management. He was a very thoughtful legislator that was an independent thinker, very independent as a legislator. And then the last is Gordon Peterson. Gordon R. Peterson was from Wall, was very proud to have served in the military, both in World War II, Korean conflict, Panama riots, and Vietnam. Retired in 1970 as a lieutenant colonel and came to the legislature in 1977 and served until 1998, and then came back in 2001 and served until 2008. Thank you.
I have the honor to deliver the benediction this afternoon. May we all stand for this, please. Father in heaven, we recall with special thanksgiving those fellow legislators who have departed this life in the past year. It is with grateful hearts that we acknowledge their faithful service on behalf of the governing of our state. We recognize their contribution to our welfare. As we think of their families and extended loved ones, of the members of this current legislature, and of the people of South Dakota, we say, may the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen.
Please be seated. I want to again thank all of the family members who came here today to be part of this joint memorial observance and celebration. And again, we thank you for your allowing your loved one to be part of the South Dakota legislature. I would also like to give thanks to the Pierre Riggs High School Chamber Choir under the direction of Mr. Rod Bauch. Every year, the choir provides us with music that sets a tone, and we're very appreciative of their service. I would also like to make note of the fact that we would like each family of each of the legislators that we're honoring here today to please come and take a rose. Immediately following this joint memorial service, we're going to ask that the family members, followed by members of the legislature, come to the speaker's lobby, which is right behind the speaker's podium here. There's an elevator over in this far corner for some that may need that. Otherwise, if you walked along the gallery and down the stairway, and join us in the speaker's gallery where these roses will be, and then each family would certainly be welcome to take one of those roses. There will also be some refreshments there, refreshments provided by the Capitol Club, and all of you, as well as members of the legislative body, are welcome to join in those refreshments. We want to thank all of the legislators who participated up here on the podium and basically on the floor as well for your participation. And a special thanks to a lot of the behind-the-scenes people, Lou Adamson and other members of the LRC staff, and the clerk, Karen Gertis, and her staff. They all have a role in this joint memorial service, and we give them thanks for their service in that regard. We apologize that we have not been able to provide the full memorial book for everyone. We do have a number of them in the speaker's lobby, and if you're a family, please take one of those. But members of the legislature, it's a little bit of a shorter version, but you have it on your desk in front of you as well. And you can, of course, get the same information from the Blue Book, which is published by the Secretary of State. Again, thank you for all participating here today. This closes our joint memorial service. Thank you.